Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Captain Laserbeam, Irrational Numbler, starring John DiMaggio as Captain Laserbeam. Featuring Annie Savage and Mark Evan Jackson as Captain Laserbeam's Adventure Cateers, Dana Gould as the nefarious Numbler, and John Ennis as his henchman. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra.
Look, in the distance, above the horizon, is that a lightning bolt?
No!
Is it some sort of shooting star or comet?
No!
It's Captain Laserbeam!
Yes!
Who's that flying at the speed of light?
Who's that full of my nano sight?
When Apex City's cursed by crime, he's on the scene in laser time. Captain Laserbeam, Captain Laserbeam.
Who's that lighting up the night?
Na, 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 na.
Who's that fighting wrongs until they're right?
Na, 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 na. Boss of everything that's just. Honesty, liberty, truth, and trust. Captain Laserbeam, Captain Laserbeam.
Who's that? The champion over the sky?
Laser shoot from his hands and his eyes.
Who's that? Saving lives a mile high.
Man of truth in a world of lies. Conquering everybody's fears.
With the help of the Adventure Cateers.
Captain Laserbeam,
Captain Laserbeam, they call him Captain Laserbeam, he'll catch you with his laser beam.
So
Salutations, junior adventure-cateers, and welcome again to legendary Apex City, home to that high-flying scion of science, Captain Laserbeam. Tonight's episode, Irrational Numbler. We begin at the Apex City Public Library, where Captain Laserbeam is long overdue.
Looks like these paperbacks are laser returned. And here's a laser dime to pay the late fee. It's actually just a regular dime, but look how clean it is. Clean as a laser. Should be an expression. Now, I'll just browse the recent arrival section and... Leaping laser beams! The shelves are empty! Have their citizens once again been booknapped by that most literate lowlife, the Dibrarian? Leaping laser beams again? That is what I think it is! The Adventure-Cateer distress call broadcasting on only a frequency I can hear! Thanks, laser hearing. Sorry, everyone. If the Adventure-Cateers are calling, it means dire danger in Apex City. Flying at the speed of light, no villain shall escape my might! So long, and away!
Captain Laserbeam flies faster than 1,000 hummingbirds in the Adventure-Cateer clubhouse.
No malice can evade their sight. No crimes escape their ears. They hear, they see, they report to me. Captain Laserbeam's Adventure-Cateers!
Captain Laserbeam!
Captain Laserbeam!
Just what evil lurks, my young chums? Did the rampaging eagle bust out of the incarceratorium? Did Shape Ape Geo desecrate the cemetery in MacArthur Square again?
Worth.
Tell me the difficult man isn't back to his frustrating ways.
Worth.
What could be worse, Dana?
The Numbler has returned to Apex City.
Leaping laser beams again! My sixth most dangerous foe.
Mm-hmm. Last time you tangled with him, Captain Laserbeam, Apex City was nearly counted out by that no-account evil accountant.
I heard the Numbler was driven mad trying to find the square root of pi. Is that true?
Where did you hear that, Dana?
Just, you know, around.
Chris, what's the Adventure-Cateer Rule 6?
Always cite your sources.
Exactly.
Fine. Fine. I heard it from Chris.
I said it.
I also heard from Chris
I said it.
that the Numbler is really dangerous.
Well, you don't need Christopher to tell you that. Just common sense.
He is so dangerous?
Well, maybe you should call in the Dynamic Dozen.
Well, that would never work, Dana. Numeral-based heroes are worthless against the Numbler's insidious integers.
I heard that the Universal Appeal is back in the solar system fresh off a victory at the Cosmic Court.
Where'd you hear that?
Just around. Hey, Dana, what do you think of the Universal Appeal?
The Universal Appeal? It's not really my type.
Listen, kids. The Universal Appeal only fights alien threats. If the Astro Assassins Union or Space Face were plaguing the city, he'd be my first call. But this is the Numbler.
Well, maybe it's time the Adventure-Cateers got in on the action. Chris is in calculus.
Yeah, but I'm getting a B. Oh. But Dana's in pre-calc, and she's the most promising new member of the Apex High School Math League Applied Mathing team.
Do you really think I'm promising?
Yeah. I mean, you're almost as good as Judy Walker.
Judy Walker?
Yeah. She's the one against whom we're all measured.
There's no amount of good at math that would persuade me to bring you up against the Numbler. He's just too dangerous.
But...
You Adventure-Cateers will be with me in spirit. And spirit is stronger than 100 lasers. Also, I'll have my 100 lasers.
Well, I guess you don't need us then. I guess you're just fine without us. We don't even get a say.
Yeah, I think what Dana means is that we worry about you, Captain Lathan.
Don't tell me what I mean!
What has gotten into you, dude?
Why don't you just ask Judy Walliker?
Okay, weird.
Captain Lathanbeam, what would happen to Apex City without you? What would happen to the Adventure Couture without you?
Well, that's something you'll never find out. Not as long as I'm around. And take heart, Christopher, for you'll be with me in spirit. And spirit is...
stronger than 100 later than all this we have.
Can you say that with more spirit?
Spirit is stronger than 100 lathers. And also, you'll have your 100 lathers.
And now, I've got to go inverse the Numbler's evil plot. So long, and away!
Soon, in the Numbler's secret lair, the Googleplex.
Oh, hey, you must be the Numbler.
Ah, you must be Tyler. Shape Ape said you were punctual. I appreciate that in a henchman.
Oh, not only that, Numbler, but I also brought a couple of my own costume choices.
Oh, do show.
Yeah, well, there's this orangutan getup that Shape Ape has me wear. You know, I mean, if you're interested in that situation.
Oh, I love the color, but monkey business doesn't factor into my plans.
Oh, no, I guess that wouldn't be rational. You get it? Like, rational numbers?
Someone's been doing his homework. Now, I've got a multivariable set of clothes for you to wear. A lot of plaids, geometric shapes. You'll like it, I think.
Oh, jeez, not for nothing, but Shape Ape's monkey suit was humiliating. There, I said it. Plaids sound great, Numbler. I mean it.
Oh, Tyler, I have a feeling you'll be a perfect supplement.
So I got the job? Because I could really use it. You know, I mean, I don't want to get too personal or lay nothing on you or nothing. But I'm having a tough go of it these days. And, you know, my pa's real sick. And, you know, we've had our differences. But, you know, he's my dad. And, I mean, that's all I got to say about it. You know, thanks for the opportunity. You know, I won't let you down.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think.
Yeah?
Shape Ape was obtuse. He didn't know what he had in you. Oh, I'd be pleased to call you my number two.
You won't regret this.
There's just one more thing. Please roll up your sleeve.
Yeah. Is that the Pythagorean serum?
Yeah. All my henchmen have the proportional speed and strength of a right triangle. Oh.
So I don't have to, I don't know, prove myself anymore?
You're with the Numbler now, number two. Not Shape Ape.
Oh, it just all feels imaginary. Get it? But I mean it. Seriously, thanks.
When crime appears upon the scene, so does Captain Laserbeam.
Captain Laserbeam?
Looks like you are greater than or equal to caught, Numbler.
Number two, why don't you show Captain Laserbeam the order of operations, starting with your fists?
Let me just get the right angle, boss.
Proper, number two, proper.
I'll give him a compound fraction. Fraction. Oh, that doesn't work. Here it comes!
Laser dodge!
He dodged me, Numbler! Are lasers faster than triangles?
No matter, number two. You've gained me opportunity to activate my citizen death trap. What you're feeling, Captain Laserbrain, are the effects of my subtraction matrix. It will tear you apart at the cellular level, as we are all but numbers, atomically speaking.
Cannot resist. Matrix too powerful.
Do you feel derivative, Captain Laserbeam? Have you an inability to function? You are a victim of my most evil equation.
Think, Laserbeam, think. There must be a way out of this. Can't fight it, but I must.
What would happen to Apex City without you? Without you. What would happen to the Adventure Kateers without you? Without you.
Don't tell me what I mean. Mean.
Memory of Adventure Kateers. Just what I need. Just a little more.
Dana is promising. Promising.
Do it. For Dana. Laser willpower!
By subtraction matrix! Destroyed by willpower-based feedback! Impossible!
Nothing's impossible to Captain Laserbeam, except giving up.
I'll hold them back, boss! You get out of here!
You still don't get it, do you, number two? One operation the Numbler cannot do is division.
Oh, boss!
It's a pretty speech.
But freeze, Laser!
Let's put him on ice.
Captain Laserbeam calling Apex City PD. Looks like the Numbler is a closed set.
No, yeah, I caught him. Yeah, so... Exactly. Thank you!
Then that's another vile villain vanquished by the light-amplified adventurer, Captain Laserbeam. Until next time, sayonara, solid citizens.
This has been the Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast. If you like what you've heard, please leave a comment on iTunes. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and directed by Aaron Ginsberg. Special thanks to Joel Spence, Barry Duryea, Jesse Honig, and me, Brian Stack. For show dates, photos, and more information, visit thrillingadventurehour.com. From the oral tradition to the oral tradition, one of the many fine distinctions available from the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.